Sometimes fresh ideas arise out of unexpected situations. For the owners of Vancouver's Bar Azra, a new globally inspired restaurant and bar in South Granville, its evolution took flight when the owners found themselves facing a sewer backup in their space. That unpleasant incident gave executive chefs and owners Kamwardeep Ahluwalia and Baldeep Singh the opportunity to rethink and rebrand the business, which had briefly been a second location of their concept Circa. In a way, Circa's shortened start was a signal that the space itself was ready for something new, specifically something not Indian. That's because for the past 30 years there has been an Indian restaurant at 1480 West 11th Avenue, including one very famous one. After 30 years of Indian restaurants, time for a new concept. Circa followed Mum's Rasui, but previous concepts in the space included Bombay Kitchen Plus Bar, Vijay's Rangoli, and, before that, Vijay's, which moved there from its original West Broadway home to West 11th in 1996. To give the neighborhood and the location something new, Ahluwalia tells VIA they wanted to do a cocktail-forward concept with a broadly appealing but deeply personal food menu. The food is an inspiration, my personal inspiration, from my travels, places where I worked and people who I worked with, and anything I've eaten which left a memory, Ahluwalia says. Ahluwalia's journeys have been far and wide, which means the menu melds flavors, ingredients, and techniques from around the globe, from Thailand to Italy, with hints of his native India and his home here on Canada's west coast. It's a global affair, says chef owner. Dishes include a visually stunning ahi tuna crudo with jasmine rice truffles, which is Bar Azra's take on a Thai Nam Khao salad, made using local seafood and citrus for a flavor bomb that honors both tradition and place. The tuna is seared tataki style, borrowing from the Japanese and the truffles, akin to Italian arancini. You'll also see some underappreciated ingredients, like a mustard oil that adds a distinct note of punchiness to the white bean, guacamole, style dip. It's got a pungent kick to it that almost reminds you of wasabi or horseradish, explains Ahluwalia. The murtabak with jalapeno and cheese reimagines the classic Yemeni street food akin to a stuffed flatbread, while the lamb quiche, wrapped in a Ceylon paratha shell and paired with a manchtu, pea pod, and goat cheese salad, pays tribute to the culinary blending that followed the Ottoman migration to the Indian subcontinent, according to the restaurant. There's a lot of fun that we've created with our food and ingredients that we are playing with, adds Ahluwalia. It's a global affair. Cocktail and wine programs part of the fun journey. Matthew Locke is on board Bar Azra to head up the cocktail program and has similarly been working with influences from around the world, West Coast inspiration, and finding great adaptations for the inventory on hand to come up with the opening drinks list. For example, the Porto Spritz is a white port and tonic highball made with a house-made celery juice and low-sugar cucumber tonic for a refreshing, herbaceous, and nuanced cocktail. Resourcefulness is at work, as Locke has found a way to make the best of some common bar stock, like coconut rum, used to make the house clarified milk punch that goes into drinks like an elegant sipper with a hint of lychee topped with an edible flower. While the food and cocktail menu is a mix of global and regional influences and ingredients, Bar Azra's general manager Johan Hart turned to beautiful BC to showcase selections outside the mainstream. It's small places that you probably have not even heard about or didn't even know they had wine, Hart shares. He points to bottles from wineries based on Salt Spring Island and even Metro Vancouver's Langley as an example of where there's some really cool stuff happening. The goal, adds Hart, is for Bar Azra's wine list to be showcasing these small vineyards that are doing 1,000 bottles a year, 300 cases a year, rather than the ones that are doing thousands and thousands. What's in a name? Bar Azra wants guests to experience a journey. Hart also explains how the team landed on the name Bar Azra. It means journey by night, Hart describes. It's an Arabic word and was used in the Quran. It ties in with the regions that we are going to be using in our menus and our international vibe. We're trying to bring different areas and different cultures and cuisines into one place. Spain, France, Thailand, India, Afghanistan, Yemen, there's all kinds of flavors and interesting things happening, and we are bringing it all together, taking you on a journey, adds Hart. The journey is like a secret unfolding. Speaking of vibes, the room was designed to evoke a bit of a lush escape but still a reminder the Pacific Northwest is a rainforest zone. For Aluwalia, Bar Azra ticks off boxes in two key columns. I personally have thought anywhere I go, you can either find good drinks or you could find good food. We wanted to put them together and be able to serve them in one spot where you come for a date night, the chef owner explains. You can have good drinks and have good food and not have to worry about going home hungry, he says of the new concept. Bar Azra opens on April 15, 2025. For more information, follow at BarisrayVR on Instagram. Fork and Knife with Plate. Find more delicious Metro Vancouver food and drink video stories by following VIA's Forking Awesome on TikTok and Instagram, and signing up for our Forking Awesome newsletter mailbox delivered fresh to your inbox every Thursday.